This is the Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Grillin' Guys on the Michigan Talk Network, part of the Cumulus Broadcasting System. We're glad to have you with us today. We're going to break down a little bit of smoked salmon. And Barbecue Bob is somewhat of an aficionado on a smoker. So, Bob, why don't we give the audience just a quick little breakdown of what the difference is between a grill and a smoker?
Well, I think, you know, the basic thing is a smoker is just going to allow the smoke onto the food. A grill can smoke, but you have to set it up for like an indirect fashion. So you put your charcoal on one side, meat on the other.
Right. So,
and I use, as you know, a Good One smoker made in Kansas. And that one has a separate burn box that you can grill on. And then the heat slides kind of sideways up into this bake chamber and the smoke. And it just smokes the meat with just the smoke and the heat. So
right.
There's no grilling there.
Right. So one of the little things that makes me remember the difference between grilling and smoking is when we're smoking, we're going to separate the heat from the meat. Right? We want no direct heat on anything that we're going to smoke.
That's right.
It's an indirect heat.
That's right.
So that's kind of an easy one to remember.
That's a Chris Marks euphemism.
Yeah. Is it? Yeah.
You know, and if you are like me and you're not maybe always the biggest salmon fan, sometimes salmon can be a little pungent for me. If you smoke it with some light smoke and if you brine it, boy, you'll change that meat tremendously. It'll be almost as good as steelhead.
Shasta, what kind of balsamic would you put on a piece of salmon?
Well, on a salmon, you could do a tangerine balsamic. You could certainly do an apple balsamic, which I brought a sample of that today, cherry. But I'll tell you, my favorite combination is the blood orange oil and the tangerine vinegar. Throw a little teriyaki and some garlic, and you're good to go.
So we're hearing the citrus and the fruity flavors is what we're hearing that go really well with salmon or trout. The steelhead is actually a trout.
I'm wondering if you may even marinate a little bit of salmon and then smoke it.
Oh, I bet you could. Bet you that'd be fabulous.
I'll have to try that.
Yeah.
It'd be excellent. Yeah, you know, that smoked salmon is one of my favorite things to give to my guests when they're over in my backyard. And we are the Grillin' Guys. You can stream our show live from 9 to 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on thegrillinguys.com. That's thegrillinguys.com. Make it a great weekend and enjoy your backyard.
Always fold just before you found out. Drink up its last call, last resort, but only the first mistake. I'm two quarters and a heart down, and I don't want to forget how your voice sounds. These words are all I have, so write them, so you need them just to get by. Oh, don't you show me little bit of spark you've been saving for his
back. The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.